I am thrilled you joined us today at A View Beyond the Ordinary. I'm Jolene Lenz, your host, and this is where we explore those divine encounters, meet some courageous souls who share their stories with the goal of helping us pursue our own bliss or dream. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast and listen through Spotify, Apple iTunes, or one of your favorite podcast apps. And let's get started and tune in. Welcome to A View Beyond the Ordinary, everybody. It's great to have you here with us. And I have an incredibly special guest. The reason she is so special is Carolyn Pedersen Howard and I go back a number of years when we met and I hired her into the mining recruitment world. Oh gosh, back with HS International a number of years ago. So we've had the opportunity to interface directly, and it was such a treat then, and it's such a treat now to have her here in a whole different cadence, talking about something that is near and dear to her heart. So first and foremost, welcome, Carolyn.
Thank you so much, Jolene. It is such an honor to be here with you today. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you are so welcome, and I'm so excited to share your story and your journey with the listeners today. So I just want to let you all know that Carolyn is half Danish. She's half Brazilian. She grew up in the Philippines. She loves people, cultures, food, and yoga. Yoga has been a huge part of her life since she was 18 when she discovered the practice. After a career as an executive recruiter, she took that huge leap of faith, embarked upon her first teacher training in 2012. Then, following several corporate moves, she finally took the seat of teacher in 2019 after an extensive 1.5 year yoga mentorship. She now is a yoga, and she believes that yoga makes the world a better place, and that is her intention in every class. You know, to see you, Carolyn, go from a journey of recruiter, especially me being a recruiter for a long time, and I knew how passionate you were about yoga. What has your journey been like that really led you to this path? Can you just share a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Well, it started when I was about 17 or 18 when I first discovered the practice of yoga. I was in Denmark in Copenhagen, and there was a small little practice center. And I went there and I fell in love. Like, I loved the movement. I loved the breathing. It felt so good to me and my body. But at the time, you know, yoga was, or it felt very cultish to me. So there were so many, you know, lists of things that you had to do that you couldn't do, neti pots, enemas, couldn't eat this, couldn't eat that. And being just 17, 18, it just felt very overwhelming, but I loved the practice. And so I continued down that path, not deep diving in, but certainly still exploring, going to classes. But it wasn't really until I was in Colorado, where I met you and got to work with you, where I was working a 60, 80 hour week. I was running. I ran a lot of races, and I ended up breaking my toe. And so I couldn't run anymore. And one of my friends was like, oh, come to hot yoga and see if you enjoy it. I'm like, I know yoga, but let me just give this a try. And I did. And I think because I'd grown up in the Philippines, like, I love the heat. I love the humidity. It was just a match made in heaven. And then from that point on, my practice really, really developed. I spent a lot of years going to a ton of different teachers, a ton of different practices, studios. And then I ended up doing my teacher training very soon. Well, I think it was during the time I was with you or shortly thereafter. And I ended up finishing the training and just realized how much more there was for me to learn. I think it's an Albert Einstein quote where he says, you know, the more you learn and the more you know, the more you realize how much more there is to learn. And so I just wanted to keep deep diving into the practice, into the spirituality of it all, into the part where you have to work on yourself. And I did that for many, many years. And that was certainly a journey. And then finally, after a ton of corporate moves with my husband and his job, we ended up in St. Louis, which I absolutely loved. And there I went and took a lot of classes. And then my favorite teachers had a teacher that had taught them. And I went to work with her for almost 2 years and did an intensive mentorship where I deep dived into all of the yogic readings and spiritual readings, a lot more anatomy, a lot more work on me. And then I took that leap of faith officially in 2019 and started teaching. And of course, COVID hit. And so, you know, we're talking about like synchronicity, we're talking about all these things, the book, The Alchemist, which I know is one of your favorites, and I know really resonates with you, as I'm sure it does for many of the listeners. But there's a passage in there which asks yourself, when you're on this journey, how much do you really want it? What lengths are you actually able to go through or put yourself through in order to make it happen? And I took that leap of faith and I started teaching online, even though I had never done it before. But all I wanted to do was teach. All I wanted to do was connect with people when we couldn't connect anymore. And, you know, 2 years in, CPH Yoga is thriving. I've got an amazing online community that we come together on Sundays. People can't make the live class. There's a recording. And it has just been an absolutely wonderful journey. I also teach locally in studio, but just that online aspect, although people are quite zoomed out, has still been very, very special. So I'm so honored.
What an incredible journey. And to be doing this in a time, especially during COVID, 2 years ago when we didn't have that, you know, community presence to go into yoga studios as they closed, to offer this opportunity, Carolyn, to be able to connect with you. I know I've zoomed in on one of your calls and had that opportunity and need to do more yoga. Everybody, just so you know, yoga is one thing I've done in my past. I actually been going to a live yoga studio again, but it helps just with breathing and connecting to yourself and stretching and really, you know, helping you be more self-aware of your body. So I'm so delighted that you are following your heart, because this calling, it sounds like, has been there for a while.
Definitely.
Wow. Well, tell me, what has been one of the greatest obstacles or challenges? I know whenever we start something, it's not always a cakewalk. What was one of your greatest challenges you've interfaced?
I think I was my own greatest obstacle, to be honest. I think I feared succeeding more than I feared failing at one point. And for me, I had to dig very, very deep and had to take that leap of faith. And I think sometimes we look at people and they're so successful and they've, you know, done so many podcasts, or they're on Instagram and their whole life looks so amazing and it's all mapped out and they've already got all these followers, and you're like, oh my gosh, how did they get there? Well, they had to start somewhere and they had to be brave and they had to be the man in their arena. And so just remembering that sometimes we can be our greatest critic, our biggest obstacle. One of my favorite quotes is by Theodore Roosevelt, and he said, and I don't want to misquote him, but he said, if you were to kick the person in the pants responsible for most of your trouble, you wouldn't be able to sit for a month, because we just stand in our way. And I think one of the most valuable lessons that we can all take away from this is that you just need to get out of your own way and take that leap of faith. And then when you do, you give other people the permission to do the same, to follow their dreams, be brave and courageous.
Well, courageous is one of my three key words I use: connected, courageous, consciousness. And I do believe it takes courage. It isn't easy, or all of us would do it. And we are our worst critics. For me, reading the Artist Way book helped me to see Julia Cameron's book, that our inner critic wants us to compare ourselves to everybody, but we have to all start somewhere. And you used a really key phrase there, Carolyn, get in the arena, which is a Brené Brown. You know, we all have to just get out there and be ourselves. And once you can let go of that comparison, that's what I'm hearing you say, and just start somewhere. What great advice to give to give everybody. And I loved your quote, by the way. That's one I haven't heard. So I appreciate you sharing that.
Well, and I know it's Brené Brown who really made that quote famous, but wasn't it another one of our presidents that talked about being the man in the arena? I'm going to have to look that up after we get off the call.
You look that up. But you know, one of the things I love to explore in this podcast, and one of the reasons I started it, is I'm a firm believer that we are supported along the way when we have the courage to be truly ourselves. And when we follow our heart, usually guides or angels, whatever people want to call them, divine, the universe, I have found comes to our aid and opens up doors. There's a quote by Joseph Campbell that says basically something about, you know, like doors will open where there were walls. Have you had anything, you know, when you were really true to yourself and following your heart, can you honestly say, oh my gosh, I met the right people? You know, you had it sounds like you had a mentorship. Do you feel that you were guided along this path and you had some help?
Well, I always feel that people come into your lives when you need them most, but it doesn't always just have to be a person or a teacher. It could be a book or a song. You know, I was talking a little bit earlier about my greatest fear was actually succeeding, and it was my light that most scared me, not my darkness. And people never think that that's going to be an issue. You're just so worried about failing, but who would be worried about succeeding? But we are. And there was a song that came in, which basically addressed that particular essence. And it was one of my favorite yoga teachers. She played it during class. And it was talking about how our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And it is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us most. And it's in that same passage, which is beautiful. And I'm more than happy to share it with you so you can share it with the listeners, that when we give ourselves that power, when we believe in ourselves, when we allow ourselves to shine, we give that permission to others around us. And that's so powerful.
I so agree. I have my goosebumps again, Carolyn, and I know Marianne
Williamson. I love your goosebumps.
I was going to say Marianne Williamson. I remember seeing her say that quote.
Yes.
When I read it, I thought incredible. It's so bold, and it makes you stop and reflect. And I love that you shared that as well. I think that's another great one for the listeners to look at. And I'll share it in the show notes, everybody. I'll have Carolyn send that over and we'll make sure to share that as well as your information. So it sounds like you have now immersed yourself in the path that has been a calling to you. I believe that we all are guided to a calling that we have, and our calling can change. You know, through the years, I think it ebbs and flows and we change and adapt as we go through that. But one of the questions I have for you is, you've gone into this area, what has been one of your greatest aha moments that's affected you?
Well, I think the one that I just shared with the quote with Marianne Williamson was definitely that aha moment for me when I realized that it was my light and not my darkness that I feared the most. And, you know, we've all been on these crazy life paths and we've taken wrong turns and we've made mistakes and we're always our own worst critic. And I think just knowing that we still all have that beautiful light in there and having forgiveness for the wrong turns that we've made, and knowing that all those wrong turns actually make us the people that we are. And then we can have so much more compassion for people and live with so much more humbleness because we didn't have this perfect life and we didn't make all the most perfect decisions and we went towards the dark side, but we came back and we conquered. So that's huge. But I think just finding that forgiveness for yourself and that love and compassion is definitely a gift that we all need to give ourselves.
Well, isn't it amazing when we extend it to ourselves? I feel like we then extend it to other people easier. I feel like when I'm more compassionate with myself and loving, the more kind and loving I am to others. So I do believe, you know, it does start with ourselves. Is there a ritual that helps you keep in alignment? Because I know, you know, in a world that can be dark at times with anxiety and depression and, you know, the COVID pandemic, what do you do to try to stay, other than yoga, which yoga is a great ritual.
It's my therapy for sure. The breathing, which is a huge part of the yogic practice, right? It's not just the asana. It's not just the movement. There's eight limbs and there's the asana and then there's pranayama. So the pranayama, there's so many of the different types of breath work. So the breathing can be huge to help ground you. And if you've tried one and it didn't work, you need to try another one. And if you tried one yoga teacher and he or she didn't work, don't give up on yoga. Go back and try a different teacher. Meditation is huge. In fact, I was feeling really overwhelmed, of course, with everything going on in Ukraine and feeling like I wasn't able to do enough. Of course, we've donated money and this, that, and the other, but like, it's like, what can we do? And so I created a loving kindness meditation where I start by sending love and kindness to ourselves first, because we have to be full before we can give out. And then we send a prayer of, you know, love and kindness to all the people suffering, in particular the Ukrainians. And then certainly more difficult, sending that loving kindness out to the political leaders making all of those decisions. And it takes a lot, but when you've filled up your vessel, your heart with that love, and you send it out, it does make a huge impact. There's been some studies done, particularly on transcendental meditation, that shows that when a group of people come together with pure and good intentions, it does actually make a pretty small percentile, under 10% in the world, but it's still good and it's still positive ripples. I've posted that on Insight Timer because I offer some free meditations on there. And I'm happy to share those details too, because that is so, so very powerful. It helps ground you. You feel better. And then you also feel like you've made an impact, and it helps calm some of that anxiety and you've done a little bit of good in the world.
I love that. Yes. I'll share this again with all of you in the show notes. Is there a teacher, Carolyn, that you, I know for myself, and you mentioned a couple, you mentioned The Alchemist, great book there. I personally listen to Eckhart Tolle pretty routinely, and Anita Mirjani, who's written Dying to Be Me meditations when I'm overwhelmed, just to help me stay centered and grounded. Is there any specific teacher that you ever listen to when you need guidance there too, or anybody that's really helped you get to this level you're at now?
Well, there are so many. I love Deepak Chopra. I know you and I have done a couple of his 21-day meditations, and we bought some of those, and I listen to those. I go back to those, and those have really, truly helped me. But yeah, I would say, like, off the top of my head, Deepak Chopra, and I'm so grateful for all the beautiful things that he's offered in addition to Oprah. So they're that great. Collaboration's awesome. Yeah.
I haven't done one of those lately, but those are a great way to start yoga and meditation. Well, not yoga, but meditation, because the 20 Definitely. Days gets you in a habit. Well, if you were guiding the younger Carolyn on a kind of a final question, and you knowing what you know now, the wisdom that you've gained, if you were just saying, you know, here is what I would share with you when you were 20, and what would you share the younger Carolyn?
Well, it's so interesting that you say that, because I've been speaking to a couple of my students that have been working with me for a while. And I feel like as women, we're so hard on ourselves. And so one of the exercises that I've come across, and I came across it actually during a meditation many years ago, was to have and get a picture of your baby self. So I actually have a picture of my baby self always by me and by my yoga studio. And then when you get mad at yourself and when you get frustrated with yourself, you have to say all the horrible things that you would normally say to yourself to this little being. And you cannot do it. You cannot hurt the baby. So just know that, like, when you go back in time and when you look at that pure, beautiful, bright being that has their whole world ahead of them, to have just so much kindness and talk to yourself like you would talk to that little beautiful being.
I love that idea too. That's it, that makes me think of Louise Hay in her book, How to Heal Your Life, about really doing some mirror work, like looking at yourself, looking at your inner child. So it sounds like looking at our inner child is how loving can we be when we see ourselves as a kid? It helps us to remember, our true essence. So on that note, we'll leave the audience with remember your true essence in childlike ways and purity and love. And the inner critic within ourselves, I know I can be my worst critic. So thank you, Carolyn, for sharing those words of wisdom today with the audience and listeners and joining us. She joined us, everybody, on short notice. So I appreciate
it. It was such an honor. Well, I've been listening to your podcast since you started it, and all of the women that have been on have been so inspiring. So I am truly deeply honored to be here today. So thank you for the invite.
Thank you, my dear. I do believe in God and a divine. And I feel we were brought together. Carolyn has shared, we have shared many conversations about synchronicity and connection and love and our journey and our past. So I am so grateful to share it all with the audience today, because really, truly life, y'all, I do believe is magical if we just open ourselves to the love within ourselves. Just, you know, first, I believe it when we accept, if I could say this in a way, poignant way, when we truly embrace and love all of ourselves, and some of it is not all joy, meaning, you know, integrate those kind of darkness or the shadow within ourselves and accept that we're not perfect, I think life can truly be magical. It can be heaven on earth. So thank you for joining. And I will ensure that if you all want to join Carolyn in a yoga session, we share her information. I'd recommend it to everybody. She is so versed in this area, as well as so many others. And I love that when you're doing yoga, you share some great affirmations as well.
Thank you so much, Jolene.
You're so welcome, my friend. Everybody.
Namaste.
Yes, namaste, everybody.
Right? The light in me sees, honors, and truly respects the light, the love, the teacher in you. That's what namaste means.
Ah, wait, that's a great ending. So y'all, if you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to subscribe. And we so appreciate you being here with us. Thanks so much.